Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard. Got a great program lined up for you. Want you to stay tuned. We got some announcements to make. We will be in Passover on May the 18th, starting May the 18th at 7:30 for an old-fashioned foot washing at Murphy, North Carolina. Hoping that you can be there and join in to our Passover. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the time is near because of the way the world, the situation is going. Well, if you look at Daniel and his vision of the four beasts, we go back to the second chapter where he outlines the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar, the bear, the leopard, and we know that Rome was the beast power that would be in power when Christ would walk the earth. Well, that's all happened, ladies and gentlemen, and we know for sure that the economic times are telling us that the dollar's record decline. I don't know whether you have noticed that your dollar is worth a lot less than it used to be. And in the end time, it talks about economic stress, great distress among the nations. If you've pulled up to your gas tank and you've got your gas tank filled here lately, you notice it takes a lot of dollars to get that job done. We know that the euro, this is the competing currency. We're going to call it, if you will, the scarlet-colored woman that rode the back of the beast that's mentioned in Revelation chapter 13. It's very significant, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to know that the euro is competing with the dollar in the world scene, did you know that now more than 40% of the nations are demanding the euro instead of the dollar? And ladies and gentlemen, some of these nations are powerful, and that means that they don't trust the dollar, because if you notice, just last week at closing, this week at closing, the euro hit its high in European morning trading to 1.5317 against the dollar in New York. Even places in New York are refusing dollars and demanding the euro. Well, do you know why, ladies and gentlemen? Simply because that the euro is gaining so much power is because of the declining interest in the dollar with the inflation fear, and most foreign countries do not want to get stuck with the U.S. dollar as it closed against the euro at 154.41, and we have a situation on our hand that is going to really seem like get very nasty before this is over with. Well, economic stress, ladies and gentlemen, coming on the back of the great whore that we're going to talk about in Bible prophecy tonight. And we're going to go into the fourth beast. It's mentioned that out of the four beasts, now we had the head of the lion, which was Nebuchadnezzar, and he was the head of gold. And then we had what we call the Medo-Persian Empire, which was the silver. And then we had the Grecian Empire, and then we had the Roman. And ladies and gentlemen, those four kingdoms are the ones that's mentioned, but it talks about the deadly wound that was applied against the fourth kingdom. Of course, the fourth kingdom was the power, literally, that put Christ or authorized the death of the Messiah 2,000 years ago. And yet she has rebounded here in the last few years, the last 50 years, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of World War II. It looked like that Europe was in a situation of depression. There were war torn. The war literally took its toll throughout Europe. Most nations were broke. They had to depend on the United States and other countries, particularly the United States, for their foods and for their economy and for their livelihood. And now, ladies and gentlemen, with America in decline. Now, is this biblical prophecy prophesied that America would decline? Well, we're going to talk about that, and we know that out of the 10 nations, we're going to talk about the 10 nations tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and the 10 nations of Europe, we call it the Roman Empire, or the Revival, and of course Rome, Italy, is one of the 10 nations that is formulated to form the European Union. And the euro is their chief currency. Now, the alliance has 15 member nation groups signed on in the European Union. However, out of that 15, only 10 are principal with the power base. And so then, we're going to look in Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and much knowledge shall be increased. Well, the little horn, the man of sin, the sea of the beast of Revelation 13, and the woman of the beast of Revelation 17 with the man of sin revealed in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, starting from the little horn of Daniel. Now, this little horn comes out of the head of the ten-horned fourth beast. Now, there is literally 265 popes that have been ordained in the Roman Catholic Church. You saw one of them today. He is a native of Germany. He is a German. And they held Mass, Easter Mass, and millions of people around the world tuned in or were present. This is what I believe to be the diverse power that blasphemes Yahweh and exercises authority over the saints and changes times and laws of the Most High that we've been preaching about for the last 4 or 5 years here on WWCR around the world. Now, from the ten horns, the divided successors of the pagan Roman Empire are revealed only after the fall of the hindering pagan Roman Empire that I mentioned 2,000 years ago that lost or went on to decline. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a parallel, if you will, in history, how that the fourth kingdom become diverse, part iron and part clay, and had a mouth speaking great things of blasphemies, and it was in this area where the beast was full of the names of blasphemies. We're going to cover her, the scarlet-colored beast, the woman in scarlet that rode the back of the beast. Now, the Bible talks about the ten horns and the seven kingdoms that are to come up on the kingdom principles that we're talking about. Seven and ten. We'll find our text tonight in the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations. Now, in Babylon, in 538 B.C., we had the end of the head of gold. That would be Nebuchadnezzar. And in 331 B.C., we had the end of the chest of silver, which was the Medo-Persian. And in 168 B.C., we had the end of the Alexandrian Grecian kingdom, which was the belly of brass. And then a pagan Rome came along about 476 A.D., and it became the legs of iron and the legs of clay. The divided kingdom was Europe. It is the ten toes, part iron and part clay. And out of that came the little horn speaking great things. That's the papal seat of Rome. And that is where it begins in 538 A.D., and his head was wounded by one of Napoleon's generals who came in 1798 A.D. and removed the Pope as a political power. Now, they are what is known as a religious power. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got what is known as the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. Daniel's prophecy covered from the 69 weeks, which was a total of 69 times 7, which was 483 years. Then we have what is called the gap prophecy, which would give us a total of 70 weeks that's determined upon the people. Now, let's go back and lay a little gestalt, a groundwork. Do you know that when the house of Judah, taken into captivity in 586 B.C., in 457 B.C., there was a decree given to rebuild Jerusalem, and the text of that scripture is in Ezra chapter 7, verses 1 through 27 for your study reference. Now, we know that the Messiah was crucified somewhere around 32 A.D., 32 to 33. Most people think 33 is the proper, but I believe it's 32 A.D. that he was crucified. And we know that in 33, Stephen was stoned, and from that we have the 1260 days, or the 42 months, or the 3.5 times, which is mentioned in Revelation 11 and Revelations 13 and 5, where we are taking our text tonight as the woman that rides the back of the beast. She was a beautiful woman, according to John. She was a religious figure, and in her cup that she was drinking, ladies and gentlemen, in this cup, she had a drink full of blasphemy. It was a deadly concoction, if you will, of Satan's mixture. Oh, it seemed good. It was, as the word says, it was good in the mouth, but bitter in the belly. So, we're going to talk about the seven heads and the ten horns of this beast system. Now, let's start with the seven heads and the ten horns. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns and seven crowns on his heads, which we're reading from Revelation chapter 12, verse 3. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought against Michael and his angels, but did not prevail, nor was there found any place any more for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent the devil, and Satan, who deceives the whole world, he was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is a very, very interesting scenario that mentioned in the book of John in chapter 21. It reveals someone very important in the ministerial group that the Messiah had following him. It's recorded in several places, and this disciple is known in the Bible as that other disciple. We find that this disciple was with Peter, James, and John after the resurrection of the Messiah, and we're told in the 21st chapter of the book of John that this disciple would not die. Now, of the intrigue and the mystery of this disciple is so intriguing to Bible students that would really like to know who's running the world from behind the closed doors of a church that is so secretive about its beginnings that only the wise can understand. The Bible said they shall deceive the very elect. The red dragon with the 7 heads and 10 horns is Satan, ladies and gentlemen. So Satan must be represented on the earth because the devil and his angels was cast out into the earth. And yet the greatest religious power upon the earth today that influences not only the New Testament scriptures, but the events that make up what we would describe as Christian theology. And the larger portion of that doctrine comes from the great whore of Revelation 17. You know that Yahweh is going to wage war in the last days with Satan. And there is an agenda for the New World Order to bring economic chaos to the house of every breadwinner in the world. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, in America, we are at one of the most critical times in history because that Satan has took this country and he has it in his grip. And he has changed the fundamental Christian teachings of this country. He has overwhelmingly changed what we call our fundamental Bill of Rights. We now cannot even address our Creator. Those of you who are a Christian cannot even address in a public gathering without offense to someone of contrary belief. And so then, the Supreme Court has taken away our fundamental right as a Christian nation, changed this nation into a form and a fashion. Therefore, the plagues has begun upon America. There's only one chance for us to return, and that is to return to Yahweh with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. Satan is the beast that has come into America. And ladies and gentlemen, he operates from his base up on the earth in a revived kingdom that will make war with the Lamb. Now, we're going to 13, and we find in Revelation 13 that we have a strong connection between the formation of the European Union and the end time scriptures. Now, isn't that strange that the European Union would be connected to the possible fulfillment of the end time prophecy? Well, I don't think it's strange if you read the Bible. The 10 horns are 10 nations. These nations have been appointed, And they, together with the other five, these will fall off, ladies and gentlemen, and it'll be reduced to 10 principal. It's already that way now on the treaty that was drawn up. It's the 10 solid nations of Europe that are now backing, if you will, that are now backing the euro against the dollar. Is the dollar going to survive? There are signs that are indicating that it won't. Well, what about the Federal Reserve? Isn't it the most powerful banking system in the world? Well, ladies and gentlemen, most states in the European Union were added in 1973, 1981, and 1986, making up the 10 permanent members of today's European Union that has the euro for its monetary strength. In 2002, the euro was introduced as the first step toward a unified single currency in Europe, thus making Europe a United States of Europe. With the euro, which is now the prime foundation and strength of its economy, and we have what is known as the revival of the Holy Roman Empire. The deadly wound is healed. In Revelation chapter 13, if you will look at the euro, the United Europe of today, over 25 countries now have a switch to the euro. Out of that 10 principal, they have gained 15 to add to the 25 nations bound together using the currency of the euro. Now here's the dilemma. With the United States dollar failing against the euro, every time that you go to a foreign country, for instance, if you took a trip to, let's say, to Germany, they only recognize the euro as the official currency of Germany. Therefore, you would need to trade your dollars at the exchange counter for the euros. You would have to give $1.53 for every $1 of the euro. And so now, you can see, that doesn't sound like a lot of money if you're just exchanging 10 bucks. But if you're exchanging as a trading partner and you are having to purchase products, paying for them with a euro, then you must exchange your dollars at one-third of the effective rate of the dollar. You're losing 50 cents on every purchase that you make. You're having to pay $1.50+ right now. That could go on up, and possibly will. And so that's why we have an economic crisis. Did you know that just last week that the Federal Reserve, to keep from one of the largest banks in New York from going under, from defaulting on its debt, that means that the stockholders of the bank have lost large sums of money. And the principal stock owners are the rich elite that are in what we call the CFR Union of the United States and the alignment of the Federal Reserve. This has worked good, ladies and gentlemen, but there is going to come a time when money fails, and it's written in the Bible. The 10-nation military wing of the European Union may very well fulfill the prophecy of the beast with the 10 horns from Daniel 7 and Revelations 13 and 1, where I'm at right now. On the back of the beast rides this woman that symbolizes a global religious system that is to rule the world before Christ returns to put down all authority and rule. Now, let's go back to that little bit of intrigue that I suggested to you in John chapter 21. Here we find a disciple. Now, it's mentioned that this disciple is the one that the Messiah loved. And ladies and gentlemen, it was not talking about Judas as the betrayer. Judas betrayed the Messiah, but for all practical purposes and intentions, it was someone well within the apostolic ranks that got away, or at least he thought he did, and at least most of Satan's people thought he did. But the Messiah knew who he was, as we have this conversation in John chapter 21 of the disciple that would betray the Messiah and even the apostles. Now, it's interesting to note that this disciple, according to the Bible, if you'll do your study on that other disciple, and if you'd like to order our CD on this subject, it is a very intriguing subject, and it fits right in tonight to my message of the scarlet beast and the woman that rides the back of the beast. Ladies and gentlemen, this disciple was given the assurance by the Messiah because the disciples spread the word that that disciple who was to betray the Messiah would not die. And Christ didn't say he wouldn't die, but what was it, he said, if he tarries till I come? Now, that's his coming back. Ladies and gentlemen, this was after his resurrection. So, is there a person tonight that is alive, that has survived since the time of Christ? Would this person be deeply embedded in a religious system that has grown so powerful and so rich and so luxurious that when John saw her in the book of Revelations, he wondered at her beauty? This beautiful church that has a way that seems right, that fit perfectly into the head of gold, the breast and arms of silver, the belly and thighs of the bronze, and the feet and iron of clay. And we know that these four components represent the four major empires that have existed in world's history. And the last one was the Roman Empire. Now, with her deadly wound healed by the death of Christ, she survived. And then someone well within the embedded church of Revelation chapter 17 began to raise up a powerful church. And ladies and gentlemen, there is a prophecy that there is only one more pope to sit upon the seat of authority. After this one, only one more. And his name is to be called Peter, according to some of the prophecies of Saint Malachi, as he prophesied, and he's nailed every pope succeeding identically by identifying, and he only projects one more pope before the return of the Messiah. Are things beginning to come into focus with the advent of the Holy Roman Empire and the revival of this great church that sits on the back of the 10-nation kingdom? Ladies and gentlemen, this is a power kingdom, a strength kingdom, and a glory kingdom, and the Bible says that whosoever would resist its power would be put to death. And ladies and gentlemen, we are living right now in the days of that advent where we can have the situation that Pastor Buddy's talking about tonight. We can have it happen right before our very eyes. And before this can happen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have what is known as, in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, the Antichrist to come in and sit as God in the temple. We'll know that, ladies and gentlemen, as it's listed in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that this is the deceiver that will deceive the whole world. Now, Satan has got to make his appearance, and when he does, rest assured, ladies and gentlemen, that they'll be singing in the prisons. They will be singing in the streets. They will be hid out in the caves. You know what for? For Yahweh to come. They will be even pray for Yahweh to come. And by Yahweh coming, he's going to give you a hope. Listen to Bono as he sings the song that he wrote about Yahweh, ladies and gentlemen. I believe you'll enjoy it. I'll be right back after station out of identification. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. Pastor Buddy, I'm going to get into that other disciple that rides with the scarlet beast. I'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bono of YouTube fame, talking about Yahweh and his coming in kingdom here upon the earth. In Daniel 7:24, and the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall replace the three kings. The three kings that are subdued will not approve of his rise to power or object. And it's interesting, ladies and gentlemen, that prior to the war in Iraq, France, Germany, and Belgium threatened the European Union nations that sided with the United States with serious consequences if any EU partner joined the coalition to remove Saddam Hussein. And ladies and gentlemen, it's proved out that those three nations were right. We have got ourselves into one of the most costly fiascos that this nation, we have literally hocked the shop, so to speak. Mr. George Bush, with his father and himself, we're 5 years into the George Jr. War, and ladies and gentlemen, you will not believe the cost that it's cost this country, not only in dollars, but mostly in reputation abroad. We have destroyed our reputation. America used to be a country that was admired and respected. We had the power, and we had the prestige, and we had the honesty. But did you know that grievous wolves have entered into our government? And they're taking our nation down to sure ruin as they formulate now to save themselves and extend their power base. They are now trying to shore up America's economy with outside help from Mexico and Canada. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, there's nothing wrong with that if we can wage war against the euro, which is now taking us to task in the marketplace. That's why America, ladies and gentlemen, is losing its power, its prestige, and its honor. If its money is worth nothing, then its people is worth nothing, because we're no greater than the money that we hand out and to back it up. It used to be backed with gold and silver. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's backed up with the Federal Reserve, which is an independent organization. And we are now disrespected around the world. And so then, if we look at the revived Roman Empire that will bring about the rise of the Antichrist that I've talked about, Europe has to come back strong, and she will, and she has, and she is. And out of that will come a religious system riding on the back of the beast, and the religious symbolism of the UO, or the EU, is riding on the beast's back. They even have a picture of a harlot that represents a global pagan religious system that will unite the world and play a part in the persecution of the tribulation of the saints, according to Revelation 17 that I'm prophesying. And there is a gentleman, ladies and gentlemen, unbeknownst and unknown to most of the general population of the earth, but well known within the political and religious circles. He has a power base. He is Satan himself. He is in the embodiment of Satan. He was a deceiver. He was the one that won the love and support of the Messiah, and yet was the very one in the end that turned state's witness against him and put him to death and had the audacity to stand at the torture stake and look him right in the eye like he had done nothing wrong. Even the Apostle Peter, who followed the Messiah afar off, was not willing to go into the courtroom of the Sanhedrin, where the Messiah was being tried for treason, ladies and gentlemen, and was condemned to die. Peter, fearing for his own life, stayed in the courtyard. But that other disciple, the one Pastor Buddy's talking about, that sits now at the head of the largest religious body in the world, that is orchestrating this power and will come about in the last days, he will raise up as the Antichrist that's spoken of in the Bible. And yet, people will literally accept him as Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, this deceiver, that other disciple spoken about in the Bible, the great mystery of it, you need to know. And you need to understand that the European flag that flies is a reference to the woman in Revelation 12 who appears with a crown of 12 stars. The Bible uses this symbol to represent Israel. However, the church that I've talked about has always claimed that she represents the Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. And a leaflet that they send out, titled, listen to it, Building Europe Together, states that the European flag is a shared flag, blue with 12 gold stars symbolizing completeness. And the number 12, no matter how many countries they are in the European Union, it will be what is known as the power that will fight against the actual truth and coming of Yahweh himself. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in for a perilous times. That other disciple now living, think about the knowledge that he must have if he was Satan embodied himself, ladies and gentlemen, and I think he was. Christ said he would not die, but didn't say he wouldn't die, but he said, what is it if he tarries till you come? And then, listen to this now. Then that saying, this is John 21, St. John chapter 21, then that saying went abroad that disciple would not die among the apostles. When Paul met this individual, he was called John with a mark. You'll find that in Acts chapter 15. They called him John Mark. Well, there was no such name as John Mark. It was John with the mark. In other words, this man that betrayed the Messiah and lived, ladies and gentlemen, Judas killed himself. He was already dead in John 21. This other disciple that symbolizes the power of the woman on the scarlet-colored beast. You need to know all about her. You need to know what in the future she's going to do. And ladies and gentlemen, right under our nose, the economic war has done begun to take down the Christian nation of Joseph. Remember the scriptures where it says that there was a Pharaoh that arose who knew not Joseph, and they dealt unkindly with the house of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, that day is coming right now, and right among our own, in our own system of government right now, are betrayers that's waiting for the word from this incarnated Satan to destroy the holy people. Mentioned in the book of Daniel, chapter 12. I fear to quote that verse of scripture to you tonight, because you would not be encouraged if you read Daniel, chapter 12. 11 and 12 is the direct consequence of this great betrayal that started 2,000 years ago and is carrying on till the end time. when the Antichrist is going to raise up and sit in the seat of authority, this religious political base of the revived fourth kingdom will be dreadful and terrible, and will break and punish all of the holy people, and will wear out the saints of the Most High. It's not going to be pleasant, ladies and gentlemen, as I have prophesied this many times, that the time is nigh, even at the door. And when you see the European beast arise, this ten-horned kingdom that will have the power of Satan himself. Oh, they mean good. Satan's always meant good. He meant good in that other disciple that the Messiah loved. The Messiah really loved this disciple, but he turned out to be the betrayer. He knew that Judas was a betrayer. But the other betrayer, ladies and gentlemen, there were two. It took two witnesses to put him to death. And at last two came. Judas was one, and this other disciple was the other one that went in and turned state's evidence against the Messiah. The Messiah knew him. Peter, standing outside, didn't even know that the other disciple followed him afar off and went in and turned state's evidence. And this is where the mystery and the intrigue of that other disciple that is now at the head of the scarlet-colored beast. You need to know the rest of the information. If you'd like to have my 2-hour series on that other disciple, proving to you that this disciple survived and did not die and is now living in Europe, ladies and gentlemen, of all places, where he will direct this 10-nation alignment of military wealth and power as he grows it to prominence, and as the decline of America, which is very necessary, America has to decline before the Antichrist system can rise. And so then, get ready, buckle your spiritual seatbelts for a time of trouble such as was, never was, and never shall be. I warn you, when you read Daniel chapter 12, when it says that this power that would raise up as the fourth and final kingdom, it would wear out the saints of the Most High. And ladies and gentlemen, be you forewarned that if you are standing for Yahweh, Satan will be your enemy. And he shall deliver you up before kings. He shall deliver you up before the synagogues and the churches, the 501(c)s. He will deliver you into prison. Some of you will be put to death. Many will fall by the sword. He shall wear out the saints of the Most High until the time appointed. But in that day, oh my, we have a hope. Shall Michael stand, the prince of the holy people, the one that is known as the warrior, the great warrior angel, Michael. Oh, he'll stand for the last time, and the final battle on planet Earth will be fought right here on planet Earth. Satan will be defeated and destroyed, along with the beast and the false prophet and the little horn that raises up out of the ten. This little horn will be the one that I have mentioned here as the subject of that other disciple. And if you'd like to have that information, you can write Pastor Buddy tonight at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, it's Pastor Buddy. That's all you need. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 378-24. The euro is gaining power on the world stage. The dollar is less than 46 cents against it right now, ladies and gentlemen, and falling fast. The rising superpower is in Europe. The economic trade giant that will raise up in the last days, the fourth kingdom that is diverse and different and shall break in residue all the other powers of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's written in the Bible. And Satan will be leading the parade, the incarnation of Satan himself, along with his fallen angels who are working feverishly right now to see that the death of America is guaranteed. It has to happen, ladies and gentlemen, and it'll be a time of trouble. You need to know what George Washington said about this time of trouble. Your great president and founding fathers, who labored under the Bible, as they stood for the Word, knowing that we were the house of Israel. They had all these prophetic prophecies built into our Constitution to later be destroyed from within. And as Mr. Khrushchev so truthfully said, we will destroy America from within. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you'll know the rest of the story just a few more years down the road. The time is short when you're going to come in to a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Are you ready? Are you willing? And are you able to stand up for Yahweh? You know why? Well, because he laid down his life for you. Remember, he said that disciple would not die. Or the saying went out that he wouldn't die, but the Messiah didn't say he wouldn't die. There was only one disciple, ladies and gentlemen, that had already died, that need not to die anymore, needs be, until the appointed time when he's cast into the lake of fire for the deceptive work that he done. You see, Satan will work in so deceptive way. We know that Judas was a devil from the very beginning. Christ identified him as the devil. But there was one that was not identified. And he thought he got away, ladies and gentlemen. And for all practical purposes and intents, he did. Well, if you'd like to call me tonight, I'm live here on the Easter. This is Easter Day, March the 23rd, ladies and gentlemen, when we have had the occasion to see some of the activities in Europe that I spoke about tonight. You need to know what's going to happen here in a few short years. If you'd like to call me, area code 423-626-2172. And if you'd like the teachings on that other disciple, the identity of who he is, Satan embodied in a flesh body that will be living here on this planet, alive and well, doing his dirty work at the return of the Messiah and his angels. It is very, very intriguing to know who he is. So if you'd like to know, just write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824, or call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old clock on the wall has caught up with me, and I'm going to have to get on out of here. I love you tonight, and may the blessings and the joy of the peace of the kingdom be with you as we say good night to you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR around the world on the Transmitting Jewel of the South. I'll see you Friday night with Brother Randall, the Scot, on WWRB 3.185. I'll see you next Saturday night live on WWRB 3.185 at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'll be with Randall at 11 p.m. on Friday night at 8 o'clock on WWRB 3.185. I'll see you next Saturday night. Next Sunday night at the same time, we'll get into some of the more intriguing mystery of that other disciple. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you.